Let's talk a little bit about CLL. What's up there?
So in chronic lymphocytic leukemia, I think there's been a lot of progress following the discovery of the activity of fludarabine, as well as the value of adding Rituxan, the monoclonal antibody, to fludarabine. So frontline therapy for patients with CLL who need therapy is usually a combination of fludarabine, Rituxan, or fludarabine, cyclophosphamide, and Rituxan. Now, there are two other drugs which have shown a great deal of promise in the setting of refractory disease, and these are Campath 1H, which is approved for the indication of refractory disease. And the other one is lenalidomide, which is a drug that has shown activity across a range of disorders like multiple myeloma, myelodysplastic syndrome with the 5q abnormality, and now chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and also in some of the lymphomas. So the issue now is, can we improve on the durability of responses? So if you have a patient with chronic lymphocytic leukemia who receives FCR therapy, we know that the remissions last for a median of about 6 to 8 years. One of the issues is whether we can use Campath or whether we can use lenalidomide as a treatment for minimal residual disease rather than using them in the setting of frontline failure. Another issue is younger patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia who fail on fludarabine-based therapy. Those are patients who can be potentially highly curable with allogeneic transplant, and that's a modality that people are not thinking of as much as they should. A third issue is elderly patients with CLL. So most of the fludarabine Rituxan studies have focused on patients under the age of 70 years. But if you look at patients older than that, then they have a significant toxicity with these regimens. So we need to look at less intensive regimens that could be more effective. Now, one thing which has come out recently with an FDA approval is an old drug called bendamustine, which is a drug that has properties of alkylating agents and adenosine nucleoside analogs. The studies came from East Germany. The drug has been known to be active there about 30 years ago, but with the fall of the Berlin Wall, there has been a tendency to start to look at these drugs that came from Eastern Europe, and bendamustine turned to be one of the most powerful drugs in lymphoid malignancies. So to quote one of the examples, there's a study that compares bendamustine to chlorambucil in frontline chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and that study showed the superiority of bendamustine, and that led to the approval of the bendamustine for frontline therapy of CLL. Now, unfortunately, we are past chlorambucil in the United States, so the approval is a little bit awkward because it talks about frontline therapy of CLL, but the oncologists in the United States will universally use fludarabine rituxan-based therapy before considering bendamustine. So I think now we have to start doing studies with bendamustine, rituxan, comparing them to fludarabine rituxan, perhaps look at bendamustine-fludarabine combinations, and also look at the potential use of bendamustine outside the setting of CLL and lymphoid malignancies such as acute leukemia. Another area where bendamustine is highly active is the other lymphoproliferative disorders like indolent lymphoma, and there has been a study comparing CHOP-R to bendamustine R, which showed the equivalence and lesser toxicity of the bendamustine rituxan. So again, I think bendamustine is going to have a major role, not only in chronic lymphocytic leukemia, but also in several of the lymphoproliferative disorders like indolent lymphomas.